Glenn Kelly.
You can see their hardwood floors throughout the home.
Is that Glenn Kelly?
Hey, Glenn.
Glenn is broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Glenn's experience and determination makes him a top producing realtor year after year. Whether residential or commercial, buying or selling, there's no one like Glenn Kelly.
I'm Glenn Kelly, and I want to be your realtor.
All right, fantastic. Welcome to another edition of one of the greatest shows on the planet, Tycoon Takeover with Glenn Kelly. I am Glenn Kelly. I am your host, and I am the owner and broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate, the greatest real estate company in New Jersey. Let me also throw in there, I'm also licensed in New York, Pennsylvania, and Florida. So we got the four horsemen right here, baby, as only it could be with Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Now, Tycoon Takeover, I'm truly blessed to even talk about it tonight again because we are enjoying amazing ratings. Definitely everyone from New Jersey is tuning in to Tycoon Takeover with Glenn Kelly. The ratings are through the roof every single Tuesday night. Typically, the ratings come out 24 to 48 hours after, and we're banking in ratings, some shows over 10,000, some shows over 50,000 listeners. And that is just absolutely mind-blowing. So huge props out to all of our fans and followers. We're doing an amazing job here with Tycoon Takeover. And later on in the show, we are going to drop some bombshell news. And I know my new brother, baby, my man, Jamie Stevers, listening tonight. We got some really, really rock solid information later on going out right here. Tycoon Takeover with Glenn Kelly. It's going to be a fun show today. Tonight's show is not going to be like our previous shows where we actually had guests on the show. Sometimes we're going to see shows similar to this where we have to move our guests to another show so that way we can go over all of the information that we need to get out to all of our fans and followers. So tonight is going to be me and yours truly, and we may have another guest or so come on to help talk about all these gigantic, enormous things that are coming up, these unbelievable events that Glenn Kelly Real Estate is involved with. We are going to divulge it all right here, live on Tycoon Takeover tonight. And that is what it's all about. So if you're a business owner in Ocean or Monmouth County, New Jersey, I know you heard about the show. Everybody's heard about the show. And you're interested in being featured on the show and coming on, I want you to go to glennkelly.com, GlennKelly.com, or give us a call, 732-244-0567. And let them know that you're interested in being on the show. And as long as you're a local businessman in Ocean and Monmouth County, New Jersey, we will get you on the show. Somehow, we will get you on a show. We can't promise you to be on a particular show because we have a lot of people. Obviously, we are blessed with a lot of people begging to get themselves on the show. So get a hold of us. Let's have one of my people get back to you and see if we could schedule you to be on one of the next shows coming up. But we're going to talk about something enormous with the show later on. In this cast, later on, we're going to talk about something enormous. And big props out to my boy Jamie. I know he's listening. So, you know, the other day, we had yet another closing here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And we also have another home go under contract. So we just had another one go under contract in Beechwood. And that makes two so far in the last 2 weeks go under contract in Beechwood. You take a look at both of those homes that just went under contract, again, previously listed by other brokers, other of the very branded, the brokers that have that use, I've been around for 50 years, 40 years, 30 years. They all listed properties, and guess what? Guess they couldn't get the job done. Okay? That's what I preach all the time. That's different with Glenn Kelly Real Estate. See, when I started my company, I had my agents, and I don't care where they came from. They could have came from the Big Bad Yellow Company who likes balloons. They could have came from the big balloon company flying up in the air and whatnot. It doesn't matter where they came from. They came to Glenn Kelly because they knew that we were not the regular generic vanilla flavored brokerage company, that we thought outside the box, that we're bold. We do things that no other brokerage company will do. It's indisputable. When you take a look at that, show me a broker that is so confident that they can get the job done, that they're going to go out and letter up a limo with their name, picture on it, web address, the whole nine yards, and drive all over God's green earth with that limo, boasting that they are the man. They are not only the man, they are the team. They are the family team that gets the job done. No matter what event we do, we always, always go over the top. That's what we're here to do. Believe me when I tell you, I was with two other companies, big boys. I'm talking the big boys at the Jersey Shore before I decided to launch my real estate empire. And when I was with those two companies, they couldn't hold a candle. They could not hold a candle to what Glenn Kelly offers his agents. All right. So that's the whole logistics of Glenn Kelly Real Estate, because we're all built and we made this empire with the family team concept. How many times have you heard realtors use the phrase, we're a team? Guess what? There's only one family team of realtors in New Jersey, and that team is Glenn Kelly Real Estate. 23 agents strong. Add me on, 24 strong and growing. One of the most monumental things that I can talk about is Glenn Kelly Real Estate is growing exponentially. You know how many people I've sat down with and talked to that are players in this field that want to get involved in real estate, or they're at other companies, they're not happy, and they want to jump ship. But you know what? I'm sorry to say, we just can't take anyone. We take the players. We take the people that have integrity, and we take the people that have the dedication, the devotion to be able to say, Glenn, I want to be a part of the team. I've seen all the rest. Now I want to be with the best. And that's what we have today. We have the unbelievable dynamite team, family team at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. So moving on past that, and we're going to touch base on that later. We have a lot of stuff to talk about in 1 hour. Believe me when I tell you, a lot of good quality stuff. Yeah, all this stuff talking about these events and talking about what we've accomplished over the last 4 years. Glenn Kelly Real Estate is coming up to our 4-year anniversary party, which is absolutely positively amazing. Can you imagine 4 years ago, I told my broker, c'est la vie, Glenn Kelly's got 40-plus listings. 40-plus listings. I'm leaving, and I'm opening up Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And everybody around me said, in the market that we were in, that's crazy talk. And you know what? 4 years later, Glenn Kelly Real Estate's on TV. 4 years later, he's on radio, billboards, magazines, newspapers. We literally own social media, destroying our competition, highest social media score on the planet when it comes to real estate. You name it, Glenn Kelly Real Estate has been there and done it. It's an unbelievable accomplishment. What our company, our young company at 4 years, has done in that little time is absolutely mind-blowing. And that is what it's all about. It makes me think back to when I had my girl Judy Franco. What's up, Judy? At 101.5, New Jersey 101.5. Come on out to Seaside at one of my charity events I did. And you got to check out the interview. I talk about it all the time. I'm very, very proud of that interview. I believe that was my second year out. And when you're second year out on your own, and you're termed the real estate magnate by someone like Judy Franco of New Jersey 101.5, that speaks volumes, okay? When you're out there and you're looking for an agent to sell your home, who are you going to go to? Are you going to go to someone who doesn't spend the money, who's not on TV, radio, billboards, magazines, newspapers, you name it? No, they can't get the job done. I just told you before, two listings right in here in Beachwood we got under contract. And you know what? The other companies who had the listings before us couldn't get the job done. When someone goes and signs with other companies and they think the job's going to get done, guess what? You know what I teach my agents? Listen, if someone wants to sell their house and they interview a couple agents and they don't hire a family team member of Glenn Kelly Real Estate, are you kidding me? The only company on the planet that spends hundreds of thousands of dollars on advertising, when there's some big wig companies. I seen an ad a couple months ago from a big, big giant company, right? Name unmentioned. And you know what their slogan was? We don't even advertise. Kidding me? How are you in this business buying and selling real estate if you don't even advertise? I know someone comes to me and they say, Glenn, what kind of bucks are you spending to buy and sell homes? Hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's what it takes to get the job done. Ladies and gentlemen, fans and followers, if you're listening, that is what it takes. You can't hire someone who has no clout in this business and no money to help sell your house. You can't. It's not going to happen. Reality is you have to be able to work with someone that is going to sell your property the right way. And how do you do that? That broker has to spend money, okay? So big props out to Judy Franco of New Jersey 101.5. Much love to you. I just want to say that. Huge much love to you. Now we're going to move on. You know, to everyone out there, we get a lot of emails and whatnot into Glenn Kelly Real Estate alone. And then we also get it from – hold on 1 second here. We also get it from the show Tycoon Takeover. And when you're looking at Tycoon Takeover, you have the issue that comes about is people are reaching out Tycoon Takeover. And what's going on is they're saying, Glenn, I love something or I hate something. They hate that we can't do every single charity event. So, Ken, is there any way that we can do, can you do my event, you know, here, or can you sponsor my event at another time? Because there's too many. So that's their hate. And then we always get the follow-ups with the love, like Mr. Kelly, you know, I loved your bold, stylish attempts to do this, that, and the other, because we go above and beyond. And that's how we nailed the highest social media score of virtually any company on the planet that has anything to do with real estate. And we did that through taking all of these charitable efforts and consistently giving back to our community over the past 4 years, and to have the unbelievable roll call of people to be able to say, we have hosted Hoobastank. International band Hoobastank. Who did it? Glenn Kelly Real Estate did it. That's it. Nobody else. Nobody else but Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Then we sponsored and hosted WWE and TNA icons. We've had Lita, Kurt Angle, the Million Dollar Man, Jake the Snake Roberts, Tatanka, Robbie E. Robbie E, my man, what's happening? He'll be on another future show. He's been on Tycoon Takeover with Glenn Kelly twice already. Men on a Mission, my man Oscar. We're going to talk about something huge with Oscar later on in the show. My man Mick Foley, he was just on Monday Night Raw last night. Big props out to Mick Foley. And the list goes on and on and on. These strategic partnerships with charities that Glenn Kelly Real Estate hand tailors and builds is what makes our amazing online presence beyond, totally beyond and second to none to anybody in the industry. And that is what helped us build our brand to the levels that are never seen before in this industry. So when you're thinking about buying or selling a house, I want you to think about, who do I take on my side? This is probably your biggest investment in your entire life, selling your home or buying another one. And you ask yourself, who should I hire to get the job done? Is it Little Miss Betty Bo Peep down the street who does this part-time and works at a major branded company and they've been in business for 50 years? When in reality, she couldn't spend $50 to get you into any magazine. She couldn't spend $100 to get you into social media access and whatnot. And by golly, she certainly couldn't pay $1,000 to get you in a prestigious publication to try to help sell your home. Yet you're going to list with her? Why would you do that? You know what I mean? You got to think outside the box. This is your biggest investment of a lifetime. Make sure you list and you buy a house with an agent from Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Log on to glennkelly.com. Hover over agents, see all the agents right there, and know they've all been trained exclusively by yours truly. Probably 70 to 75% of them are all from the big wig companies. They're all from the major branded companies, and guess what? They find their lives here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Why? Because this broker takes care of his agents, and that's what it's all about. So we have so much to talk about here at Tycoon Takeover. I'm going to move on here because we have a lot to get into the program here. We have special guests galore every single week, and our goal is to spread not only the word of Glenn Kelly Real Estate taking over the New Jersey real estate market, but also we focus on our community involvement and our charitable events that we produce every single year. So each and every week, we will be absolutely positively no holds barred. Listeners can ask me any question they desire, and that may even happen tonight. We might be going over. We get tons of emails asking us questions and whatnot about the show, about me personally. So we might even go over some tonight to truly, truly kick the show up another notch, because we, with all of our guests that we've previously had, we've had really no time to go over questions about the company and personal questions to me. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it right here, possibly right after tonight. No holds barred, completely unscripted, right here every single Tuesday, Tycoon Takeover. So now that all of the logistics are out of the way, we are going to start our program and we're going to go over a ton of information, okay? So I'd like to bring on my first guest of the night. She is the Assistant Director of Charitable Affairs here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And she's also a New Jersey licensed sales agent here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Now, Stacy has a very, very complex career here with Glen Kelly Real Estate. She not only has to build every single charitable event that we put together here with Glen Kelly Real Estate from start to finish, but she also has to work with buyers and sellers and give them 110%. So when you take all of that, that is a huge job with responsibility beyond no end. Now, and when you look at all of that in the whole, at the whole end of the story, we're putting together charitable events. We have buyers and sellers. And at the end of the day, everybody still has to come to me. And when you look at that, that is a lot of a workload when you look at all the charitable events we do here at Glen Kelly Real Estate. So Stacy goes 24/7 with this, and she really puts her whole heart and soul into every single charitable event. And that's coming from the heart. That's true facts there. So, ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Stacy Engus to the show. Stacy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Stacy. So how's your evening going?
It's going well. I actually got a break from all the busyness, which I do love because it keeps me going. It's a lot of fun. And I love working with everybody on these charity events. But I got a little break, and if anybody's local in Toms River, there's an amazing facial spa and cosmetic studio. But I got for my birthday to go get a facial, and it was amazing. It's this quirky little place. It's adorable. Not like your typical chain places like Massage Envy and everything. I love Massage Envy for their massages. But this was just a very spiritual, just beautiful place. It's called Face to Face. It's F-A-C-E-T-O, and then the last face is spelled F-A-S-E.com. But they're on Facebook and everything, and they do a great job over there, and they're a lot cheaper than most other places. So it was a lot. It was a great time.
And okay, awesome. So, I bet it was. So that was a facial. You got to check them out. What was the address again?
It's 44 Washington Street. So right in Tom's River.
And the name of the company?
Oh, Face to Face.
Awesome. So everyone listening, if we talk about somebody on the show, that means they're doing something right. So take a look at Face to Face right here in Tom's River. Go out, get yourself a facial and whatnot, and enjoy it and whatnot. Tell them Tycoon Takeover with Glen Kelly sent you. So, Stacy, we have a lot to talk about. We have plenty of time. We're not in a rush. So let's get this information out to everyone. The most prominent, the biggest news of all time is coming up very soon. We're going to release the information. I've been working very closely with my friend Jamie Stever. We are putting together, since the show has superseded everyone's expectations, myself, Jamie Stever, and Stacy have been working, all three of us, like a true Triforce, have been working to put together and take the show to another level. And what we're talking about doing is sometime very soon, literally in probably 2 or 3 weeks, every single Tuesday, Tycoon Takeover is going to launch live from a restaurant or some other type of establishment all over Ocean and Monmouth County. It is going to be unheard of that a show is going to broadcast live. We're putting the final finishing touches together, but it's going to happen. Stacy, I know you're super excited about it.
I am. I can't wait. Jamie and I'm hoping that we get to try some samples, and he's going to make fun of me because I always eat all the pizza. I think it's going to be an amazing thing to do. You know, we're going to try out different restaurants, bring something to these places on Tuesday nights, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that's every single Tuesday. We're going to go live with a flyer. And, I can't help just getting excited and pumped about this because it's unheard of. When you have a show, Tycoon Takeover with Glen Kelly, and we're rocking in almost 50,000 listeners, we're rocking it. we're making things happen. So at the end of the day, every single Tuesday we will broadcast from a new establishment. And if you really, really love the show, you know, and you want to come live, there's going to be a poster out soon that's going to show all the tour dates for the Tycoon Takeover with Glenn Kelly. It's going to be absolutely mind-blowing. And to all the restaurants that have already signed up, we are going to go live with your names probably on the next show or whatnot, because we already probably have the first five or six shows set up already. People are jumping on the bandwagon. So number one, if anyone is seeking to get your restaurant on the agenda, so that way we can move forward and have you as one of our location venues to shoot live from, reach out to my boy Jamie. He's a New Jersey licensed real estate agent as well. That's Jamie, JamiePStever at Comcast.net. Jamie P. Stever, okay? Reach out to this gentleman. He's been in the restaurant business for over 20 years. He's a great guy, and I'm proud to say a good friend of not only myself, but of Stacy's as well. So reach out to Jamie if you own an establishment, doesn't have to be a restaurant, and you want to get on the tour, we will get you on the tour, okay? Now, we can't promise you a particular spot. There are many people vying for certain spots. However, give a call, and we'll have you in the lineup or whatnot. Reach out to Jamie. He will help you out, and we will get you on the tour date. Now, sponsorships. Anybody looking to sponsor a show of this magnitude, pulling in some between 10,000 to 50,000 listeners every single Tuesday, you have many options. Again, go to glennkelly.com, G-L-E-N-K-E-L-L-Y.com. Click on the TV and radio show at the top of the page, and you'll have all the information about Tycoon Takeover. But it's really going to be amazing. I know Stacy's looking forward to trying out all the new dishes every Tuesday.
I am. I'm hoping I come across some new weird foods. I like to try odd stuff.
Yeah, not me. I like to keep it bargain basement. I'm a vegetarian. And feisty. She likes the feisty.
Well, I'm a vegetarian as well. I do eat fish, so I'm a pescatarian. But, no, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully we'll have some karaoke nights. There'll be some bands playing as we head into the summer. And it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that'll be really fun. And, again, you got myself, you got Stacy, and you got Jamie. Those are your point of contacts if you're looking to be on the show, if you have a business. And if you have a venue that you're looking to spotlight and get on our tour date, dates are going quick. Believe me when I tell you. Jump on the bandwagon now. Reach out to Jamie, and Jamie will schedule you and get you going on with the show. Believe me when I tell you, you're going to love it. You're going to get more business for your location, and it's going to be amazing. We're actually putting together a sponsorship package right now that will just blow your mind away. So, I mean, that's the kind of numbers we roll in here with ratings that it's going to be. I mean, I am so blessed with not only the show, the real estate company, and amazing friends and family and whatnot. And to have something like this come about and to be truly blessed with the agents that are in my company, that when I tell you, hey, listen, these aren't just my agents, these are family. That's what it's all about. And now Stacy feels the same about that family,
yeah.
Team camaraderie.
No, that's what I was saying before, even though, you know, you go on about how busy I am and everything, that's true, but I love it. I absolutely love it, and I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it. I choose to do this, you know? So, and they're a great group of people. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. Every time that we have one of these events, it's not even, like with most jobs, you see it as, oh, a meeting, you know, I don't even see it as a meeting. I see it as getting together with great people and helping each other, and it's a great, great team.
Now, you brought up tomorrow. I would love to talk in more detail about that. Let's interact over that, because this is another – we're going to go over so many huge things tonight. It's unbelievable. So tomorrow, set the scene for me, Stacy. What do you see tomorrow?
Okay, tomorrow is after training, because we're always, you know, you guys are always working. I think you and Holly and some of the agents, you're going to be teaching some new material. And following that, we have a networking event at 5:30. There's going to be food. We just placed an order for food. We have soft drinks. We got amazing looking cupcakes that are going to be served tomorrow. And it's a networking event, so you could just get to know other people in the business, like builders, attorneys, you know, other real estate agents, appraisers.
Now, you're 100% on board. And what I want to throw out there is, if Mike Halasak and Jamie Stever are listening, mm-hmm. did you hear Stacy mention cupcakes? Because we went out to the store tonight and had a rush to get on the show tonight, because we had to make sure that Jamie and Mike had their cupcakes. So
and
there are
green
Irish
cupcakes.
Irish for green cupcakes coming very soon. so that's
I
tomorrow.
Wanted to get us corned beef and cabbage, but Glenn is a vegetarian. No, I'm just kidding. We have some meat for you guys, too.
That is not true. I would have sprung for corned beef and cabbage. However,
yes, I was going with an entirely Irish theme, with Irish soda bread, the whole shebang. But, you know, we wanted to keep an array of things for everybody.
So at the end of the day, it's going to be an amazing night. That is, anyone listening right now that is in the real estate business, that is tomorrow, March 16th at 5:30 at 100 Longboat Avenue in Beechwood. We are directly across the street from the Sandcastle Diner. So come on in. It's going to be a great night. Even if you're a student, if you're a student in real estate school and you don't know where you want to go, and you've been to all the big boys and they say they're going to train you and you're going to be one of a thousand and all this other stuff, think to yourself, do I want to be successful? And if you do, I will see you tomorrow at the networking event at my office. It's tomorrow, March 16th at 5:30. Unprecedented. We opened it up to anyone. Title.
Yes, anyone.
Attorney.
Anyone who, like, your painters, landscapers, the spring is coming up. We have people who are buying brand new homes who want brand new landscaping. Come, bring your business cards, network with us. We could spread the word about you, get to know us, and, you know, we'll bring you business.
That's what it's all about, networking. So it's open to anyone. Come on in tomorrow. I'm excited to have finally 4 years in business, and we're literally opening up the doors to literally anyone mm-hmm. that wants to come in and network with us and do business together. Come on in. You're welcome with open arms. Meet my 23 agents who are rock stars. Would you believe, you know, and I say that a lot, and some agents from other companies laugh at that and whatnot, because, of course, they envy Glenn Kelly and Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And they know that every single
There's
thing.
There's no bad
Kelly,
press.
Absolutely. Well, they know that everything I touch turns to gold, or if I'm really lucky, platinum. But at the end of the day, we have 10 closings coming up in less than 2 weeks. I mean, for the closings we've already done in 2016 is amazing. But could you imagine the dedication, the hard work, the loyalty of my 20-plus agents, 10 real estate closings in 2 weeks. It's unheard of. To my family team, I want to tell you how proud and honored I am that you guys are doing that great of a job. I always knew it was going to be there, and I always knew it could happen. But we have made things happen that have never happened before in 4 years of business, 10 closings in 2 weeks. It's unbelievable.
That's incredible. And I hear, if I heard this right, the cutie pie, Nicole D'Elia, she has 3 alone.
Let me tell you something about Nicole D'Elia. Nicole, if you're listening tonight, baby, you know what time it is. Nicole D'Elia is a rock star agent. When she came to me, she's like, Glenn, I want to be successful in real estate. And you know what? I saw it in her eyes. I looked at her just like I did Jamie Stever. I could tell when I meet someone No, on a serious note, we joke around a lot, but I could tell when I see someone and I look in their eyes, I'll tell you right then and there, Stacey, if they're going to be a player in this business. Are they going to be Glenn Kelly Jr. or not? And at the end of the day, Nicole D'Elia and Jamie Stever, these are two you got to watch for. These are two that are, I mean, they live and die Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Now, over the past 4 years, I've had a very nominal, very few amount, maybe one or two, three people that I let into the team, and then I let out of the team because they didn't have that network of live and die Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And that's what you need. Like, now we have the team that knows no broker does for you what I can. No broker spends the kind of money that I do for my agents. And at the end of the day, no broker is going to tap you on the back and say, not only are you my agent, you're my family, and that speaks volumes.
It does. And you know what? You got to spend money to make money, and people are too afraid, you know?
Real estate is a tough environment, but even for the newbies, you have to spend money to make money. So speaking about unbelievable events and whatnot, let's touch base for a little bit on Soulsational. Soulsational Music and Wellness Festival is July 30th.
Yes, it is. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a fun time.
Tell us a little bit about Soulsational.
We mentioned it last week, but we have the Champs for Charity going on. And we're looking for local sponsors. We already have Monster Factory helping out. They're bringing in, I don't know how much we're revealing right now, but they're bringing in some amazing things.
So let me just put it to you this way.
Okay.
I mean, we have the Monster Factory, which is the biggest, most prestigious, well-known training camp for professional wrestling. So they will be there live at Soulsational. Special thanks to Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And I certainly didn't want to cut you off, but you are right that we're not going to be announcing a lot of things because that will be coming out very soon. But just tell us about the event in general, with the whole holistic side of the event and the anti-bullying and anti-drugs, things of that nature.
The event has booths set up. Last year we were there. I was teaching yoga last year, and I still do teach yoga. I've just been putting it kind of on the back burner with all my other careers, but I'll be getting back to it this summer. Anyway, we had a booth set up. I was selling yoga passes. I was teaching it actually right in the Glenn Kelly Real Estate office a couple nights a week. And my sister does massage, and she was giving out free massages. They just have booths set up with aromatherapy. Like, we had our yoga massage booth. They sell jewelry. Throughout the day, there's yoga classes going on, all types of amazing fun things for kids, lots of great food. Obviously, it's a festival, so they got to have their beer tent with organic beers and all different types of drinks. And this coming year, we have a lot of athletes who will be giving speeches to the audience about anti-bullying, health, wellness, battling childhood obesity, and just various social issues, speaking about them and just on prevention and taking care of yourself overall, emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
Now, that's what it's all about. That is Saturday, July 30th, Soulsational Music and Wellness Festival. We are going to be having our own little area for vendors and whatnot. Reach out, glennkelly.com, glennkelly.com. Call us, 732-244-0567. Reach out to us. We're going to have our own little vendor village right around by the professional wrestling ring. So anyone listening that wants to help sponsor this event, It's going to be an event of mythical proportions. It's going to be unbelievable. And the whole charity is called Champs for Charity. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but from what I understand, a very, very significant person is going to step into the ring at Soulsational, and they're going to be pitted against someone else. And news is coming out about it. People may have heard about it, but it is going to be an event of monumental proportions. And of course, at the end, we bring it all right back home to Glenn Kelly Real Estate. So moving on, Stacey.
Oh, I just want to tell you something that I'm excited about really quick. Since we're on Soulsational, before we move on from Soulsational, not all of you may know this, but Michelle Leonard actually does hypnosis. So she is going to be coming on the show whenever we get to our live shows, the ones where we'll be going around to the different restaurants. So prior to that show, I'm going to let her hypnotize me. So when she comes on, we'll talk about that, and hopefully I come back. And I'm not like the guy on Office Space where he's quitting his job and all that. But, you know, I'm sure something amazing and good will come out of it. And, yeah, she actually has her own website. It's Michelle Leonard Hypnosis. So if you want to check that out.
All right, so everyone, check out my friend Michelle Leonard. I mean, and you believe me, you know when I talk friend, if I say someone's a friend, it really means something. Check out Michelle Leonard's hypnosis shop there. It is second to none, and I'm sure she's going to take care of Stacey. And just make sure, Michelle, that when she's done with the hypnosis, that she's ready to rock it and take care of all of her responsibilities here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. So
she claims it will make us sell more houses. So let's see.
There you go. So, well, I will definitely get back to everyone on that. So moving forward, we want to go through a couple items quick. And then I know Stacey said she might have some questions for me at the end of the show from our listeners. So let's go through a couple of these things pretty quick. Because we have so many things to talk about. So Monday Night Raw, the biggest episodic weekly television show on the planet, besides Tycoon Takeover with Glenn Kelly, is going to be coming to Philadelphia. And we have just been told that we are going to be working things out with that. This all came down today. Stuff happens here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Drop of a dime, and I just have to roll with it, make it happen. So big props out to my boy Oscar of Men on a Mission and the WWE. They know that we are very well integrated with charity. And this coming Monday, we are going to do something Monday the 21st. We are going to do something. All the days blend when you're Glenn Kelly. All the days blend. At the end of the day on Monday, we are going to be going out to Philly. Okay, and Glenn Kelly Real Estate will be doing a charity little vignette show out there in Philly, right with the wrestlers, right there for Monday Night Raw. It'll be absolutely mind-blowing. Special props off to Oscar and the WWE. It's really going to be a nice night, and I can't wait to show everyone the video vignettes from Monday Night Raw this coming Monday. It's gonna be really fun, Stacey.
I'm excited. Guess what I'm going to be doing?
Awesome.
I'm going to be wearing a unicorn horn, and I'm going to be saying, New Day Rock. New
She
Day
is
Rock.
Definitely a New Day
it.
Fan.
I'm going to kick it like Big E.
We're going to see if we get a chat with Big E on Monday. I'm sure he's dying to get on Tycoon Takeover with Glenn Kelly, so we'll see if we can chat with him and whatnot. So that's huge news. Again, all for charity. All for charity. Giving back to the community. That is coming Monday. One of the biggest things of all time, Monday Night Raw and Glenn Kelly Real Estate. It's going to be unbelievable. So moving on, I understand.
Oh, and we have a dream. Did you mention we have a Dreams Come True child going?
Well, what we have there is that when I'm saying that event is all for charity, we're putting it together. Anything we do is with eternal tranquility and dreams come true. So, yes, there will be one or two dreams come true children there participating in that event. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be off the hook. That's this Monday. The video vignettes will probably go live on Tuesday. Okay, so right before our next week's show. So it's going to be pretty amazing. So moving forward, we have the Jersey Shore. They always have a festival over there in May. And May 21st and May 22nd, we are coming back to see my man, Michael Carbone, at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill. Stacey, what are we bringing over to, Stacey, what are we bringing over to the Beachcomber Bar and Grill?
May 21st and 22nd, we're going to be set up outside of the Beachcomber. We're going to have lots of free giveaways, books signed by Glenn Kelly. We will have T-shirts, sunglasses, pens. Come meet the agents. Talk with us. Get a CMA on your house. Hopefully, it'll be a beautiful, sunny spring day. And stop in and get some food and drinks at the Beachcomber. They have great food.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. We're going to have a lot of giveaways and whatnot. That is May 21st and May 22nd. Come on out. Seaside Heights only at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill. Come by and see me. See my whole team. You'll see the limo there parked right out front. You can't miss it. Come by and see us. And especially if you're looking to buy or sell, believe me when I tell you, I keep emphasizing it.
I just want to give a quick props out to Sherry Donovan for bringing the limo. Wasn't she this past weekend? She had the limo at the St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Yes. We Glenn Kelly Real Estate partake in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Seaside Heights. It was beautiful. Everyone got to see the awesome limo and whatnot. A lot of people got to meet Sherry, take their photos of her and whatnot. And she got a lot of business from that, and that's what it's all about, getting out, doing things bold and stylish, and that's what we did. Kudos to Sherry and the entire Glenn Kelly Real Estate team and whatnot. Man, big things are going on. It's unbelievable. Which brings me to my next point, May 27th. May 27th. What broker in any real estate company does something like I'm going to do for my agents? Stacey, does it happen anywhere else?
No, sir.
No. Only Stacey and any other outlet, career choice and whatnot, when there's like an event going on within your company or within a school, if you're a teacher, or you get my point, when there's an event go on, is it free?
No, you pay for it, of course.
You pay for it. My agents are going just like they do every single year. I give back to my agents, and we're going to have our four-year company anniversary charity party. And we're all going on a cruise aboard the River Lady. And you know what? Glenn Kelly Real Estate took over the whole ship. We took over the whole ship, and we're going to have our four-year company anniversary party. Rocking it, May 27th.
I'm so excited for this one.
It's unbelievable. The agents are super excited. At the end of the day, no agent should pay for what they do for their blood, sweat, and tears for their company. It's crazy.
No, they all deserve it. They're all amazing. They've worked hard, and they deserve this. This is for them.
Glenn Kelly Real Estate, bingo. You get what you deserve. You put in your blood, sweat, and tears and loyalty, devotion, and dedication into Glenn Kelly Real Estate, and now we all go on a cruise together. Why? We're a family team. That's what it's all about. So May 27th, again, we do the unheard of. Just like last year's party was at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill. We had 15 celebrity wrestlers come in for eternal tranquility and dreams come true. It was mind-blowing. It was absolutely mind-blowing. Thousands of people coming over. And I believe that event was on B98.5, or was that a different state? I think it was B98.5. So many different contracts with all these different radio stations and whatnot. That one was B98.5. We broadcast it live, my friends, from the Beachcomber Bar and Grill with the biggest charity show of a lifetime. And we're going to be coming back to you, Mikey. It's coming soon because Tycoon Takeover with Glenn Kelly will be broadcasting live from the Beachcomber Bar and Grill very, very soon. It's going to happen. So, Stacy, I know a lot of listeners, fans and followers alike. We only have a couple more minutes left in the program, but they sent you over a couple of questions and whatnot. If we can get one or two out, or three if we have time, let's get them out, and then we'll close down the show for this evening.
Okay, first one is, what did you do prior to real estate?
Okay, so before I got into real estate, my heart and soul was into medicine. So I actually studied medicine. I went to University of Medicine right here in good old Jersey. And I was actually really, really good at it. I did that for a very long time. And at the end of the day, I got to do what they call like pre-rotations and things of that nature. And I did them at St. Francis in Trenton and whatnot. It was an awesome, awesome learning experience and whatnot. And prior to that, I was a licensed registered nurse and whatnot. And during all that time, I worked on the oncology unit here at my local hospital here, Community Medical Center. And it was an unbelievable, humbling experience. And then what happened was, a lot of people don't know the whole backstory, but I bought my first house super young. Super young, my God, I was probably 19, turning 20, somewhere around there. I was in this expedited program and whatnot, as I was with all my schoolwork. I was always on par, and I left studying and trying to learn medicine, health profession, and whatnot. I left that all and got into real estate pretty quickly. I bought and sold my own house, fixed it up, and sold it. And then I moved on from there and bought another one, then another one, then another one. And I just kept buying houses, fixing them up and flipping them. And that was my true passion. You know, I found that that was really where my heart was. And that is how you got here today. I did all these houses. Then I got into as a licensed sales associate. And then as a licensed sales associate, I took that to another level, obtaining my brokerage license. And then after I became a broker, I filed with the state to become a broker of record, the highest you could absolutely go. And I opened up Glen Kelly Real Estate about 4 years ago today. And it's been just an unbelievable ride. And I look back and we've really accomplished, not only myself, but myself and every single agent that's part of my family team. We've accomplished so much. And I'm very happy for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next is, who is someone you look up to or admire?
Well, I was going to say, I would definitely say my parents. I think we've went through a lot growing up and whatnot. And we've always been there, my family and whatnot. So my parents and my family in general. I was very, very close to my grandmother. And my grandmother actually passed away a couple of years ago. Much love to you, Patricia. Mm-hmm. Patricia Kelly, we all love you and miss you. And then I had my two grandfathers pass away, and I was close with both of them. At the end of the day, I would have to say it would be probably a grouping together of my parents, my father, John, and my mother, Teresa. And Mother Teresa, how funny is that? And
I know.
And then also fully integrated with my family, very, very close-knit family, and much love to all of them. They've definitely, you live and learn growing up and whatnot, and I've definitely seen so much. Definitely seen so much in my 40 years and whatnot, and special thanks to everyone in my family because it was an unbelievable ride, and we haven't even started yet. You know, things are still rocking. You know, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Who is your favorite wrestler? You do all these wrestling shows. Who is your personal favorite?
No, I'm going to say, being called on the spot, I used to say that hands down, my number one favorite pro wrestler of all time was the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Yes.
I used to say that. But as Ted will tell you, the real Million Dollar Man is right here speaking on Tycoon Takeover with Glen Kelly. So at the end of the day, I love Ted. I love the things that he's done with all of our charity events and whatnot. And I'm only playing around with Ted there, and he gets it. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I would say that Triple H in the WWE now is one of my favorite all-time wrestlers, just because he moved from a wrestling capacity into a managerial slash owning a company capacity, and he truly runs the company. And for that, that's mind-blowing for someone to be able to go from one role and flip it into the mm-hmm. other and have a billion-dollar industry right now. So big props out to Triple H. He'd be one of my favorites.
Okay. I like New Day. Just because I like how big he dances. But I also like Undertaker. And I love Undertaker's entrance.
Yeah, everybody loves The Undertaker. Everybody.
Yes. Do we have time for any more?
Well, you know what? Let's just do one more because we're coming down to the end of the program.
Okay. Who was the first agent you hired, and why did you hire them? What stood out?
Good question. Caught me off guard right here. I think I'm pretty positive because we hired a lot all at the same time.
I'm pretty positive
that the absolute first agent, and don't hold me to this, especially the fans and followers, was Danielle Gergente. I'm pretty sure it was Danielle. Everybody loves Danielle. And Danielle, you're listening tonight. Much love to you, you and your family. I'm pretty positive it was Danielle. And then it was followed by so many people. So it was during a time that when I first started, I probably hired five people, like all within the same week. But if I had to bet, I'd probably say it was Danielle. At the end of the day, the next show we'll have clarification. We'll look that up.
Yes.
So we're coming down to the end of the show. Stacy, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. Much love to Stacy. We will see you again next week right here on Tycoon Takeover and whatnot. Thank you so much for being on the show
tonight. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Okay, so that was Stacy Angus of Glen Kelly Real Estate. I just want to say something real quick here. We got news before the show went on the air that one of our guests on the February 2nd show that was battling cancer actually passed away this morning. Tiffany Bennett, she was only 35 years old. The CardomaFoundation.org. Take a look at that website. Try to raise some money for this particular type of cancer. Our heart and our prayers go out to Tiffany Bennett's family, friends alike. Believe me when I tell you, I feel it right now, even saying it on the show. Unbelievable. I cannot believe the news that came out. Heart and prayers go out to you guys. Our condolences are there for you. Thank you so much for everything you've done for the show. And thank you for being on the show and enlightening everyone on the particular cancer. And if anyone wants to get involved and help raise money for the cause, that is CardomaFoundation.org. Much love. Rest in peace, Tiffany Benner, and thank you from Tycoon Takeover. Moving on, we're about to end the show. I want to let everyone know I'd love to say thank you for listening to Tycoon Takeover tonight. It was an absolute my pleasure. Everyone here at Glen Kelly Real Estate would like to invite you into our studio every single Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here, blogtalkradio.com/Glen Kelly. You could also visit us online at www.glenkelly.com. Wishing everyone a very healthy and happy night tonight. Love you, and I will see you next week.
Meet Glen Kelly.
You can see their hardwood floors throughout the home. Is that Glen Kelly?
Hey, Glen.
Glen is broker of record of Glen Kelly Real Estate. Glenn's experience and determination makes him a top-producing realtor year after year. Whether residential or commercial, buying or selling, there's no one like Glen Kelly.
I'm Glen Kelly, and I want to be your realtor.